Welcome to Transmissions Alt Mode, where we look at the latest comics and other media featuring the Transformers. In this episode, we've got some comic news, another TFCon announcement, but mainly we're going to be digging into that first Transformers 1 trailer. Today is Friday, April 26, 2024, and this is episode 387 of Transmissions Alt Mode.
Welcome to Transmissions Alt Mode, the podcast that wants to be the first to have an episode aired in space. I'm your host, Daryl, the Cybertronian Beast, and I'm joined by the excellent Transmissions team of Jeremy.
That's me. Hello.
How are you?
I'm great. You know what I'm looking forward to doing?
Sleeping?
No, I'm looking forward to talking Transformers.
Well played, sir. Well, we've got a little bit of business to take care of before we're going to do that, because we like to talk about our Donatrions at the start of the episode, and we really enjoy our Donatrions here, and anyone can become one. You just have to go to our Patreon page, transmissionspodcast.com/support, and through that link, you can become one of our famed Donatrions. We got a bunch of different levels where you can go on there and support us. And a bunch of people are on line right now listening to us record live and listening to me fumble through all of this stuff, which is just great.
That's really why they pay.
Yeah. So yeah, we've got a bunch of different benefits for people who want to be our Donatrions. We've got a Big Bots episode. So it's called We Like Big Bots. It's produced by myself and Dr. Pants, where we pick a character and we talk about all the different iterations that we have of that character. So for instance, in season one, back in the day, we chose Jetfire, and we talked about all the different toys that we have of Jetfire, and it was fun, and we try to pick as many big characters as we can, ones that have big Transformers, because it's just, we like big bots and they're fun. So we are currently in season two. There are two episodes out and released, and we have recorded the next two. They just need to be edited, so look for that. But that is an exclusive show just for our Donatrions, and you can only hear it by supporting the show. Something that you can listen to for free is the Empire of Rust. So this is a live play RPG podcast produced by Mike, our good friend Mike, and he's the GM of this ragtag bunch of people. And he's been doing this thing for three seasons now. There's like 100 and some odd episodes. What do we got here now? It's 113 episodes. So, and if you are a Donatrion, then you can also listen to the uncut episodes. They come out a week early and they are unedited. So you get to hear all the kind of back and forth that goes on between the characters. All the stuff that gets cut and gets left on the floor. So yeah, and they're pretty fun. So take a listen to those. I say that as a person that sounds like they would have listened, but I have never listened to one.
You've been on one, haven't you?
No, I provided a outro for one.
Cause like there was one, I guess Charles, me and Yoshi were on one.
Yeah. Yeah. It's been a while. So you can do that, but the regular show, when it's edited all down, and anybody can listen to Empire of Rust. So season three of Empire of Rust is in full swing, and the uncut bonus episode is of 113, Dare to Be Swampy, is out now. So that will be
It's on Patreon.
So. Yeah. So you can get to that. Last thing I have is, second last thing. We've got stickers. You can get to, we have a 15% discount for Toy Hacks. So we talk about this a lot on our toy show, but Toy Hacks has been a sponsor of our show for a while now, and they give us a code to use every month. So you can go to toyhacks.com, and when you're checking out, you can enter in the code Springer, and you can get to get a 15% discount on your order there. So that's pretty good. And Toy Hacks is a great company, and they have been supporting us. And every month we do give a gift card that we give away for $10 for Toy Hacks as well. So be sure to use the code Springer when you're checking out with Toy Hacks. It can be used with RoboPoints, but cannot be combined with any other discounts or promotions. So, yeah. Now, the last thing that I wanted to mention is we still have some covers left for our Transformers number one exclusive produced by EJ Sue. This is the Skybound number one. It is a first printing, and it is a retailer exclusive cover. So, and we talked about it on the toy show. This is currently selling for $30 online, and we are only charging $15. So if you wanted to get it, if you are a comic book investor, buy 10. It seems like a good play.
Don't go to eBay. Come to us.
Yeah. Why would you go to eBay? It's ridiculous. Anyway, this is a really great idea. Get one of these, and you're only paying half price. It's like 50% off. Come on. That's it. I think that's all the preamble. And let's get into comic news.
All right, first up, we have Skybound's comic solicitations for the Energon Universe for July 2024. And I just realized that cover had spoiler on it. We're not going to get into the actual solicits because they are very spoiler-filled. But we have Transformers number 10 and Void Rivals number 11 coming out. And it's, I don't know, I don't really want to get into the Void Rivals. The description is very spoilery. Even the Transformers one, very spoilery. But nice cover A here for the Transformers one has Carly and RC looking at the sky. That's not giving away anything.
No. So, let's just say the Void Rivals cover has a lot in common with our Toy Hacks code.
There you go. Yeah, it does. So check those out. And we'll have a link in the show notes if you want to read the solicits. And when they come out, we will be having our reviews. So next up. Skybound is working with the American Library Association for a National Library Card Signup Month. This is going to be in September, and they have... am I sharing the... Okay. Sorry, I lost my window there. So they're going to have a poster and a bookmark for sale to help promote this, and the art is by Mars Jr. So I'll share here, this is the bookmark. It has Optimus holding a book saying, "Roll out and read." And then the poster, also by Mars Jr., has him holding up a Cybertron public library card and saying, "Library is more than meets the eye. Roll out with the library card." And I think these are really cute. It, you know, the stylized look of Optimus, I like. At first, before I realized the artist, I was like, is that Josh Burcham's work? But I saw the credit here. But it does remind me of the stylized like art we saw in Beast Wars. But this is a great promotion. Like, I like seeing Skybound, you know, getting out there with this. And, you know, hopefully, I mean, I know the IDW books were in libraries, you know, throughout the run, so hopefully, you know, the Skybound ones, as we get to like enough to be in a trade, those get into the libraries as well. So if you want to buy these, they are on the ALA store at ala.org. We'll have a link in the show notes. They're kind of the bookmark is $9 and the poster is $18. But, you know, it's for a good cause, so check that out.
Right on.
That is all we got in comic news.
All right. Well, yeah, that's cool. Let's move on the show. Let's keep it trucking to our review. And it's a little unconventional this week. We don't have a comic to review or a show to review, but we're going to review a trailer that came out this week. And if you've been living under a rock, you wouldn't have heard about it, but we're going to get into it. Let's get into our review section. Right on. So like I said, we're going to talk about a trailer that came out this week, and this is the Transformers 1 trailer. It debuted on Thursday, I think it was.
So they
released a launch time where everyone kind of, you know, logged onto YouTube to watch the trailer, to only to find that they were still an hour away. And this was a launch of a different type at that time. So they launched a weather balloon with a with a camera attached to it, where it was going to, you know, basically blast, like, record or display a small TV with the trailer on it within an hour. Now, I was quite impressed with the height that this thing got to in an hour, but was definitely weird to see that this was the way that they were going with this.
I'm not convinced that the mechanism for actually viewing the trailer that we saw on there was actually there. I think that was CG. I think they just had a camera on the balloon. You know, that part I'm sure was real.
Mm-hmm. Well, it was different.
It was.
That's for sure. And I think they said at the height this thing got to, it was viewed by 67,000 people or something like that. So, height. Uh-huh. It was an interesting little publicity stunt to kind of make people watch this thing. And it was an interesting little event. when it started, it was introduced by Chris Hemsworth and Brian Tyree Henry. It was cool. Do you want to kind of lead us through the trailer, Jeremy?
Sure. They play Rolling Stones at part of the trailer, so not gonna have much audio here. We'll play a little bit of audio here and there, but we don't want to get a copyright takedown on YouTube, so. I'll play the beginning part here because it doesn't have, if I can find my right window, it doesn't have any music, but.
I can't hear it.
Oh, sorry. I had it muted in multiple places to protect myself. So this will start off with Optimus or Orion Pax and D16 talking to each other.
So, how long do you think we'll be here? I'm not talking to you.
You know what? We are so screwed!
Thought you weren't talking to me.
You two, come with me. Report to Waste Management.
Hi there, I'm B-127.
I'm actually working on some nicknames. The one I'm floating right now is Badassatron, which is actually pronounced
Badassatron.
We're gonna call you B.
Yeah, so you can get three of the voices there. We have Chris Hemsworth in his American Optimus Prime or Orion Pax voice. And then Brian Tyree Henry, like you said, is Megatron or D16. And then,
Keegan-Michael Key
as B-127 or Badassatron, aka Bumblebee.
I want to see the name Badassatron on a toy packaging.
I don't think we're going to see that. I would love to see it in the credits at the very least.
Yeah.
But let's see. We'll go until the Rolling Stones music starts.
I know we're just lowly worker bots who can't even transform. Don't you want to see what's out there?
There's a reason no one goes to the surface. It's dangerous.
Why'd you bring jetpacks?
If we survive this, I'm gonna kill you!
I accept those terms.
It's the Rolling Stones coming in. All right, so we'll just... I'm gonna go back a little bit. We'll go forward and just kind of skim through this. But wanted to point out, like, we see... at the beginning, let's see, it's 18 seconds, we get to see our first look at Optimus Prime in the, it wasn't 18 seconds, I had that wrong, 32. When they're like, before he was Optimus Prime, and we get to see a shot of Optimus Prime fully powered up and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, looks like the toy that we talked about in the toy show. And I don't know, I feel like that looks really, really sweet. What do you think of that?
I like it. Yeah. I think it looks a really cool shot. Yeah, I mean, as it is a teaser trailer, I mean, it's cut all to mm-hmm. to hell. So, I mean, it's in weird orders. There's a part near the end that we'll get to where they're getting their transformation cogs, mm-hmm. right? So, you know, they're, you know, I believe this is probably right near the end of that.
Yeah. You can see some of the like surrounding background looks like that scene.
Yep.
And then we have a similar thing for Megatron coming up here.
Yeah, right.
I mean, that's a really nice looking Megatron.
Yeah. Well, his eyes have changed color too, right? You'll notice the D16's eyes are like white.
Let me go. Or kind of yellowish.
Yeah.
And the trailer's gotten a lot of flack for the tone and stuff, but I think seeing this, you know, we're seeing a 3 minutes, like you said, cut to hell, just to kind of give you a sense of the movie. So plot-wise, we're not really given a lot. And mm-hmm. I think seeing this and something we'll talk about later, you know, I think there is some meat on the bones of this. And that is a really nice looking Megatron.
Yep.
And then you see here a brand of the Decepticon insignia falling. And then see, we have, go back a little bit. This is something I found that was really odd. So we have this building here with some Cybertronian text, and I actually found online that font. It's like an ancient Cybertronian text font. I could only I didn't have a lot of time before the show, but the first I found letters H A and then an L. I'm not sure what the rest of this is, but I'm sure Chris McFeely or someone is going to have everything translated. Mm-hmm. I saw Chris McFeely did have like a basics breaking down the trailer. I haven't watched it yet, but all the Cybertronian text you see in this thing, I'm sure is going to be translated. But then right after that, we have, let's see, where was that? There, English, the Icon 5000. that's the kind of inconsistencies that drive me nuts. But, you know, Icon is a, you know, major city name in Transformers lore. So it makes sense that you are going to have that in there.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought that was kind of funny. You have, I mean, maybe that other one is like an ancient place. But let's see. The next thing I wanted to kind of point out here is when during the Megatron scene, we see him looking at this like helmet or head of something that looks like the Decepticon insignia.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm wondering, is this Megatronus? We're going to get into a little bit later. I believe the room that they're in, where we see them get the cogs, it is something to do with the 13 primes.
Okay.
So, I mean, we know Megatron in the lore takes his name from Megatronus. I'm wondering if this is it. Traditionally, he doesn't have the insignia like that, but you know, I could see them changing that.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next thing we see is this giant ship. Oops. And we'll see them later. Oh, you see a bunch in the background too. You think it's the Quintessons as the bad guys?
I don't know. That's a good one. That was asked on social media a couple places, like who's the bad guy in this movie? And I'm like, that's a good question. I mean,
it's obviously government? who's ever behind this fleet.
Yeah.
I have it a little bit later on to the, where you see like tentacles and stuff.
Yeah.
And I was just thinking like that, that Quintesson judge or something like that. I mean, usually when we see tentacles, that's who it is.
Right.
Well, usually in Transformers, when you see tentacles. Outside of Kiss Players. Then we have their flying scene. They fly now. And then this is the train thing that we talked about, the CinemaCon footage. They mentioned the train. And then we see them on top of a train and these mountains. Let's see, it's muted now, so I can let me make sure it's muted here. And I'm wondering, is that the Manganese Mountains, which is something from lore? Charles would recognize it, I'm sure. But there's like two land features that in the lore that we know about, like, or that they're really popular, the Sea of Rust and the Manganese Mountains.
I'm sure it's killing Charles that we're doing this right now.
Yeah. And that's why we're doing it. But anyway, then we see some fauna that one of them just kind of see a targeting laser there and then he's gone. And then we see that and then it goes back to the train. So these are two different scenes. But then Bumblebee sees something and he just nopes right out.
So I laughed at that. I thought that was funny.
I mean, the way it's cut, it's meant to, you're meant to think he's reacting to that creature getting shot.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
But, you know, it's obviously two different scenes. But, yeah, that was funny. And then they're going into this cave, and this is where, let me go back just a little bit. This is where I thought it's the 13 primes, because that looks like one of the primes.
Mm-hmm.
And then they meet Alpha Trion, and he's the one, like you said, gives them their transformation cogs. And if you look, three of them, they're coming from these bodies.
Oh. Okay.
So I thought that was really interesting. So I'm wondering if they're going to take on some of the characteristics of these, you know, because later on, Alita 1 mentions that we've got these powers.
Okay, yeah.
So, we have nothing more to go on but these, but when I was looking at this, kind of frame by frame, I noticed, there's one coming in from the left. There's one coming in from the back.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, the next thing we see four of them. I wonder if they are coming from those, you know, four of the 13 primes. And we know, you know, Optimus Prime is one of the 13.
Right.
So that's, you know, interesting there. And then they get their, transformation cogs, but they don't know how to use it yet. And we start to see some of Orion transforming into Optimus. And they're all kind of powering up. Let's see. And then this goes back earlier. Another thing I noticed here, Megatron has a Decepticon insignia there. I'm wondering if that was from that brand. Kind of interesting. None of them have faction symbols except he has the Decepticon.
Right. I didn't notice that before.
And they're running, and this is just kind of a little joke here where they're like on through, or they're like counting down, but they just get to one and then they fall. And here they don't really know how to transform yet. We have another comedy bit with B coming up where he's like can't get his wheels out, and then he crashes, and then his wheels pop out. I laughed at that.
Mm-hmm.
And now we see these, like, you know, the tentacles and stuff.
Sure.
Look at this alien here. So, kind of.
It could be like a, it could be like a not, it's not a Quintesson judge or anything, but it could be a, like a, another type of Quintesson.
Yeah, just.
Like an enforcer or something.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's interesting. Oh, and this character there that he was grabbing. You think that's someone important or just a generic, like, because he has wings there. I'm wondering if this is like the prime or the leader.
I have a feeling this is near the start of the movie.
Yeah.
And this is why something that happens that throws the whole planet into kind of chaos. this is probably a leader that's being held up like this. I thought when I saw this, it's the blue, I thought it was like Sentinel Prime or something like that. I didn't see the wings at the time, so I don't know who it could be though with the wings.
Yeah, one thing I noticed, I'll show a little bit later on. It looks like Viacons are back. Like, generic baddies. Here we see, play it, Alita 1 fighting through some. And, you know, if you enjoyed Viacons and Transformers Prime, looks like they are back in a big way because you need to have cannon fodder.
Mm-hmm.
And this little segment here with Alita 1 was really cool. I didn't notice it until I was slowing it down. But you see, she's fighting this guy. He drops his gun. She kicks him, and then she kicks the gun and brings it back up, and then immediately blasts a guy behind her. So that kind of tells you that, you know, Alita 1's always been known as a warrior character. And with
Scarlett Johansson,
you know, voicing her, you know, she's definitely going to have some gravitas on the screen.
Yeah.
Here we see a lot of the characters getting blown up. I see like a lot of different seekers there. I don't know what's going on there, but looks like it's that same explosion here. We do see a saw in one of these. Wasn't that? I saw Skywarp in one of these. Here we see those what I thought were smokestacks on Optimus. And there. Is it a black arachnid?
It looks like it.
Yeah.
Some arachnid looking character.
I mean, I'm getting a lot of Transformers Prime vibes with some of the character designs as well. I mean, we'll talk a little bit about the Optimus or the Orion and D16 looks. It's gotten a lot of kind of flack online, but a lot of these designs are looking really good. So here's Soundwave, Starscream, and Shockwave, and they look really good.
Yep.
If you close your eyes and picture the characters, this is pretty close to what I see.
Mm-hmm. And there's the throne behind Starscream.
Yes, Starscream's coming down from a throne. It looks like a throne that's seen better days by some of the cords and stuff on there, but. And then here's another Viacon type character. And this, I don't know.
That looks like Alpha Trion. Got the horn.
Oh, it is. Okay, so I hadn't seen this alt mode when I was going through this. Like, I hadn't seen the toys yet.
Yeah.
Okay, that, I was like, is that a Sharkticon or what? Okay, that makes sense. And here we have some Cybertron. I just noticed now that train looks like its track is going with it. But it like I said, I think last week, it's interesting seeing Cybertron at this stage. We've never really seen that.
Yeah.
But this, I think, is Skywarp here.
Looks like it. Yeah.
But
I've seen a lot of people talking about it too, but it's good seeing Cybertron populated.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. When we saw it on Transformers Prime, there was no one there. When you saw it in Beast Machines, there was no one there.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, this is great. And this is the kind of the comedy towards the end where Bumblebee realizes he has a mask, and then, oh, I also have knife hands. So, and they've worked out their transformation. I thought the transformation sequences looked really good.
Mm-hmm.
And then towards the end, we see Bumblebee kind of tearing his way through something, but the bad guys weren't there. So it's just a little comedic bit. He's like going a little Wolverine on this room. I did notice that these generics are the most generics of generics. They're single color pretty much, but that's pretty much the trailer. Got crazy voice cast here.
I got Steve Buscemi in it now and John Hamm. I don't think we knew that before.
Yeah, and so what were your thoughts on the trailer? Is there anything you wanted me to kind of go back to? Or?
No, I think you went over a lot of it very well. I mean, we can get into some of the stuff that the internet is kind of losing their mind over. The faces is the first thing that kind of pulls you. These are extremely human-looking faces.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, it's the mouths that do it. The noses and the eyes are very robotic looking, very normal. It's the mouths that are very human looking. So yeah, that's the issue that I think a lot of people are having with it. This is something that they did in the original Marvel Comics that, they look very original Marvel Comics accurate. So
Earthspark's been doing it.
Yep. So, yeah, I mean, what are you going to do? This is just something that Transformers does every now and then, is they give the characters human-looking features.
I'm sure this is Killing Charles.
It's Orion Pax. It's not Optimus Prime.
Okay. Yeah. I guess when we do see Optimus Prime, he does have his faceplate.
Yeah.
But that and Megatron's helmet has been getting a lot of flack, too. I do appreciate that it's dark. It resembles the original Megatron design from like that original commercial. And I think it was in the comics, but
it was the UK comics. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. But I, this is so different from anything we've seen before. I'm excited for it. And this is like 3 minutes just chopped up just to kind of give you a sense of the voices and the animation, style, but from what I've seen, we're going to be talking about later with an interview with the director. I think there's a lot more to this than meets the eye. I think the comedy is going to be there, particularly in the first act, but these two characters are destined to become bitter enemies. And I think they're just building up a friendship so that fall will be so much more intense.
Yeah.
So I'm having trust in the director until I see it and they prove me otherwise. I've got a good feeling about this.
Yeah. I like the look of everything. I like the CGI. I think it looks good. I don't want to comment on the amount of characters because we don't know how many characters are going to be in the movie.
Yeah,
we only have voice casts for like 6 or 7 characters at this point. So, yeah, I'm interested to see how it kind of goes. I like Chris Hemsworth's Optimus. I think he sounds good. He is a younger Optimus. So, yeah, and that is part of the interview we're going to talk about in a minute, that, using the American accent was something that they wanted to kind of do.
I didn't really recognize him as Chris Hemsworth at first. I was listening for the deepness of the Thor voice, and yeah. it wasn't there.
We've talked about it before, but Peter Cullen can't do a young Optimus Prime anymore. His Optimus is very old. He's like an old sage at this point. Mm-hmm. And that's fine. We can have him do that. But this is an origin story. This is a Optimus who'd be like, you know, equivalent to like somebody in their early 20s.
Yeah.
So I think it looks good. From all accounts, all the images we've seen in this trailer, Cybertron is very dark. There doesn't appear to be a day yet.
Well, they are underground in this first part until they go above. And then we see them. There's a sunset.
There's a base scene. Yeah.
Wait, where was that?
Well, right there with the sun. I'm looking forward to seeing Cybertron during the day.
Yeah, there we go, the sunset.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that'll be interesting.
Yeah, there's some daylight. And it's also, you get these like these animals or whatever.
Yeah.
It's also a different life form that's on the planet that's not just, you know, Transformers.
Yeah, we saw a little bit of that in comics, and so it's nice, like you said, it's populated, but it's not populated with just the Cybertronians.
Mm-hmm.
So making it feel more like a real world.
Yeah, the I'm interested to see how it kind of goes. I have no real complaints about it. I think it looks fun. It's an interesting kind of fun romp that I think kids are going to enjoy, and fans are going to be able to kind of lose themselves in. I was thinking about it kind of going in to the show tonight that, you know, we have fans like you and me who look at it and say, oh, you know, it doesn't look like, you know, G1. So I'm going to be mad.
Mm-hmm.
We have fans who are fans of the, you know, the Unicron trilogy who think, oh, it doesn't look like those, the Optimus that I'm used to. So I'm going to be mad. And we have fans of, you know, the movie line, which this is apparently in canon of for. So which
we'll get into.
Yeah. But it doesn't look like that. So I'm going to be mad. Right. We have a whole bunch of people who are mad about the way these characters look, but, you know, we're never going to agree on anything. So it's just get over it, right? Like, you got to just realize that this is going to be something new for everybody and just go into it for the story, right?
Yeah. And you know what? I have a 9-year-old that will be 10 when the movie comes out, and he really enjoyed the trailer.
Yeah.
And we have to realize this is made for kids, you know, his age.
Mm-hmm.
It's, you know, I'm sure there's going to be tons of stuff thrown in there specifically so we can be like, oh, I know what that is. I know what that is and stuff. But
yeah,
it's a movie made for kids, and they're hopefully making it so everyone can enjoy it. But we are not the target audience. So, well, that will be it for the trailer right now. I'm sure Charles has some thoughts. So next week we might talk about it again, but we'd love to hear your feedback as well. Transmissionspodcast.com/feedback, and let us know what your thoughts on the trailer were. And then that'll give Charles an excuse to talk about it too.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Well, we are going to continue on into media news. And first up, we are going to jump into that aforementioned interview with the director of the movie, Mr. Josh Cooley, who did an interview with Screen Rant, and they talked to him about a bunch of different things. And yeah, it's quite a long interview. So if you want to have the time to read it, you can do so. I did read this one, so I have a bit of an understanding. We can talk about it a bit. But he did go on to say, he said, Optimus and Megatron's relationship is almost biblical, and how they started off as friends. He wanted them to be kind of like a Cain and Abel type of relationship, where they were brothers, not technically brothers, but like brothers. And then they, you know, they end up being bitter enemies. He wanted the planet Cybertron to feel full and lived in, and the challenge of showing a planet made entirely of metal was something that he was very excited about. So that should be interesting to check out and see. So yeah, and that's something that I'm always very interested in seeing is yeah, we get that you have a cast of 6 or 7 characters, but you're on a planet, an entire planet. Fill it with characters, fill it with people, right?
Even in things like Transformers Prime, Earth had only a few people on it, apparently.
Yeah. Yeah. Come on. This is, you know, I get that, you know, you have a budget, but you can't make a show and show that, you know, a planet only has like a dozen people on it. So anyway, this movie is going to explore the origins of Optimus Prime and Megatron through Orion Pax and D16. And their relationship was the core of this story, and that the stakes are their relationship, so that when everything goes south, spoilers, they are, you know, they fight, is that you know, you want to feel sad for the loss of that relationship. So and that's something that he made was part of his ethos. He wanted to make sure that was happening.
Can we talk a little bit about the canon line?
Yeah, sure. So, where is this in here? So he said, basically he's like, this movie is in canon with, the current live action movies. Well, so
he didn't specifically say that it is in canon with those movies. He just said it definitely is canon.
Yeah.
But he didn't, he mentioned the canon of Transformers. He didn't mention movies or what.
Right.
I read that it's
its own thing, and it fits into the larger canon of the Transformers story.
Yeah, so I'm wondering if he just means in terms of the general Transformers lore that he was given, this fits in with that, which general Transformers lore, in most times, Optimus and Megatron are friends, have a falling out, and the boom, right. War.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping that's what he meant. I hate when they say this is canon and they aren't specific, like they did with Bumblebee and Rise of the Beast. And, you know, stop like going back and forth. Tell us specifically, you know, like DC, when James Gunn came on, they're like, Snyderverse is gone. This is a whole new thing, starting with this movie and going forward. Just tell us specifically what the story is. But in, you know, if it's just kind of in general with canon, with vague generic Transformer story, that's fine too.
Yeah, I guess it doesn't really specify, does it?
No. He did say that he was given the Transformers Bible, and he basically asked for the synopsis like the short version, because it was huge what he was given.
Yeah. He mentioned that the voice cast he got is he's so lucky to be able to work with all the, these A-list voices. Mm-hmm. He said that he had been working with Scarlett Johansson at the time that he got the job, and when he was casting for Lita One, he just went to her and said, "This would work really well with you," and kind of begged her to do it. So, so she agreed.
I'm sure, you know, voice acting is not nearly as physically demanding as many of her other roles. So
no, and she's done it before. So
yeah, so she's yeah. I mean, from the little bit we got in the trailer, I think, you know, she sounds pretty good.
I think she did well. Yeah. And he mentions that the movie is perfect for newcomers and longtime fans. So, so this is a movie that a brand new person can come into and not know anything and enjoy. And then somebody like Jeremy and I and all of you guys listening, that you guys can go to the theater and watch it and enjoy something that you're familiar with through a new lens. So,
and who knows, maybe the fallout from like Orion and D16, you know, maybe the demise of that friendship could be what, you know, to the kids of this generation, what the 86 movie was to us.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, you know, if we can traumatize our kids with a Transformers movie,
this will be somebody's first Transformers movie, right? So, yeah. But this is, you know, it looks like it's going to be fun. It's going to have some laughs, which the 86 movie did not have any laughs. It wasn't a comedy.
Wreck-Gar a little bit.
Yeah, I guess. But yeah, so I mean, this looks like it's going to have some fun, and it's got some real big A-list names behind it. So, you know, I'm looking forward to it. But we got to be able to look at this movie through the eyes of, like, you know, this is it's a new universe to what you're expecting, right? So, you know, maybe it is the movie verse, and that's what they kind of wanted, but it's the prequel to it, right? So, or if you expected the G1 universe, then this is not it. It's a new universe, right?
And it's so much stuff we've never seen before.
Yeah.
So,
and we've had the origin story of Optimus and Megatron's relationship numerous times in different, you know, iterations. Maybe this one will be the best one, right? Like, you know, and at some point in the live action, you know, first movie, weren't they brothers?
Yeah.
Like, so who knows what, you know, this one is going to end up saying, right? Like, I mean, they've changed it so many times.
Transformers canon is just,
it's a mess. So, you know, I'm not writing this movie off right off the first teaser trailer. Like, you know, we do have a lot of people, you know, in online forums, asking them to change the look of the, you know, the robots, because, you know, apparently they did it for Sonic. So why can't they do it for this?
Sonic was so bad.
Sonic, you know, they did, you know, they were able to change Sonic. And that was one character,
but,
right?
But that original Sonic look was just not good. They're different, but when we saw the Optimus and the Megatron, those look good. Mm-hmm. This is like, it's an intentional, they're supposed to remind you of the characters they're going to become, but they're obviously younger and their bodies are not designed to be warriors like this.
Yeah. This is not the look that they're going to go with. They're not going to stay with this. This may be the, you know, the look that they go with for the majority of this movie. Right. But I have full confidence that this is at least a two movie deal, if not a trilogy, So, yeah, they may look like this for the majority of this movie, but by the end of it, they will be a lot more recognizable as Optimus and Megatron. And the human-looking faces will be, you know, gone. That look that we got in the trailer of Megatron, that's badass.
Yeah.
And that will look, and that's the look that I think they'll probably end up going with, you know, by the end of the movie. And Optimus is probably going to have a bit of a more of an upgrade as well.
And hopefully for Charles, he gets his faceplate.
Well, yeah, because I don't think he's done. So, yeah. Anyway, did you want to mention anything else, Jeremy?
No, I mean, we have posters and stuff to talk about, but I don't know if we want to just go through those right now.
Yeah, let's do it. So there's a Till All Are One 40th anniversary event giveaway, and that is going to be happening for the screening. So we talked about this last week, maybe the week before. You can go to one of those reunion screenings, you can win you can get a chance to win one of 10 epic Transformer bundles, which include two tickets to the event a Transformers Generations HasLab Deathsaurus. So that's a pretty cool prize.
And this is the first four episodes of the G1 series and some like behind the scenes, like a table read and some stuff.
And this is only open for Hasbro Pulse UK people. So,
dang it.
We have fans in the UK.
Yeah, we do.
Yep. We've got some character posters for Transformers 1. And if you've been on social media recently in the past week, you've probably seen most of these. But we've got posters for Orion Pax, D16, Alita 1, and B127. So take a look at those. They all look pretty good. I assume that either closer to the start of the movie or maybe even after the movie, we'll get powered up versions of these characters.
I'm sure it'll be after, like, probably the week after the movie comes out.
Yeah. And then the full movie poster was revealed, which shows all the characters standing in front of Cybertron, and it looks good. So yeah, it's just the movie poster. Nothing crazy. All right. Well, we're going to move on to the last thing in movie or in media news. And this I found today as we were getting ready for the show, and I found it kind of fun, so I wanted to talk about it. And this is, do you remember NG Smoove? This is a guy who back in the day did Gangnam Style with Transformers. And this takes me back. But anyway, they're back with two new projects, or one project in two parts, and a third is on the way. This is Dawn of War, Acts 1 and 2. And they've done some really great animation here, where part one is a seeker battle with a U.S. Navy jet. And part two is a battle with Wheeljack and Mirage, and they're battling against Soundwave and some of his tapes, and it's very good. So there's Megatron there as well. Yeah, it's some animation here is really good. It's definitely it's not Transformers 1 level, but this is somebody doing it on their own time, right? Yeah. So this is pretty awesome.
Fan animation, and it's come a long way since that Gangnam Style video.
Oh yeah. Yeah. This is great. And I think they do like 90% of the voices too. So it's really good.
Yeah, there is sound to this. There was some music, so I'm just being careful and not playing the sound. But really, yeah, you should go and watch on their channel.
They're good. I mean, I think part one is like 10 minutes and part two is like six minutes.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you should get on there and take a look. And I think part three is coming. So, yeah, they're working away on these. And they do a great job. So, yeah, definitely go and give them a watch and maybe support them with a subscribe or something like that. But, yeah, really interesting to see these guys doing some stuff again, because it's been a number of years before since NG Smooth did anything on YouTube. So,
yeah.
Right on. Well, let's finish up the show with some convention news.
Right. All right, only one thing in convention news this week, and TFCon Toronto has announced that Simon Furman is going to be coming back, and Charles is very excited. He commented when the news came out that he's now got to figure out what books to bring to get signed. But Simon's always a great guest. I first met him at a BotCon years ago and didn't really know who he was. Like, he was like sitting at my table just waiting for something, or I don't know it. And I was talking with him, not really knowing who he was initially.
Oh, wow.
Like, this was like 2011 or 2012.
So I've never met him before. So
he's really nice guy. Well, you were on, we had him on the show.
Like, oh, well, yeah, I've never met him in person. No.
Okay, he's a really nice guy.
Yeah, I want to get some books signed by him as well, so I'm looking forward to meeting him.
And get some of those Transformers 84 books.
Yeah, well, I got some of those, the Marvel books too, and maybe one of my UK Transformers as well.
Nice. So, you know, if you're going to TFCon, be sure to talk to him. He's a really nice guy. Mm-hmm. And, joining all the other artists and comic people and voice actors that are going to be there.
Mm-hmm. It's very cool. Very cool. Very excited to meet him.
Mm-hmm.
Right on. Okay. Well, that's going to do it for the end of this episode. And before we end, we'd always like to talk about and mention our Masterpiece Donatrion. So a nice big shout out to John Forex Levengood and Demon Tech 82. Thanks a lot for helping us out and helping us and being a Donatrion at our highest level. It's a big help, and we love you for it. So thanks a lot, guys, and thanks Jeremy for being here. Yeah. In the,
it was fun,
you know. Yeah, without Charles, and we don't have to talk about this with Charles. He can, he can podcast by himself. I think maybe
he could
put an addendum onto this and podcast all on his own. But and he could do the Joe book next week all on his own too. That's fine too.
Well, I mean, I'm amazed we got so much out of a 3-minute trailer. So yeah,
well, you got to break it down frame by frame.
Well, right? Yeah, I mean, we're no like new rock stars or Screen Crush, but
right,
we did a pretty good job, I think.
Yeah, cool. All right, well, thanks again everybody for listening, and we'll talk to you later.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Transmissions. If you'd like to join the conversation, travel to our Discord channel at transmissionspodcast.com/discord. Want some cool Transmission swag? Feast your eyes on our Transmissions gear at transmissionspodcast.com/shop. If you'd like to support our podcast, go to transmissionspodcast.com/support or tell your friends about our show. We'll see you next time.